Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I got it from God. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 16 and 17, David is praying and he says, O Lord, our God, all this store that we've prepared to build thee an house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. One of my summer jobs in high school was driving a wheat truck. I worked for a custom farmer by the name of Turk Ely. Custom meant that he farmed his own land and then hired out to harvest the wheat fields of dozens of other farmers. It meant Turk had the finest equipment. It also meant that our wheat harvest extended weeks longer than many other crews. During harvest, I was assigned my own truck. It was mine to keep filled with fuel, oiled, cleaned, and lubed, and in proper running order. I kept my own things in it. I claimed it as my own throughout the harvest season. It was mine. Even Turk would refer to it as my truck. Day by day, many times a day, I'd position my empty truck where needed, and the combines would fill my truck with precious wheat. I would then drive that wheat to an elevator where each load was tested, weighed, dumped, and recorded in the name of the owner of that field. Wait, what? Not in my name? Or it had been put in my truck. It had been delivered by my hard work and my long hours. But it wasn't mine. I was only the steward of that wheat. It was given to me for one purpose alone, and that was that I would put it faithfully, deliver it into the elevator, and record it in the name of the owner. And my truck? Come the end of the season, I parked it in one of Turk's barns. It too was only mine to steward for a time. This is exactly how David viewed all that was his. It wasn't his at all. It belonged to God. What he gave to God was God's in the first place. Like my giving back at the end of the harvest, that truck back at the end of the harvest, an act I did cheerfully because I knew all along it was really his. David gave abundantly and cheerfully to God because he always knew what he had was God's. At the end of the harvest, Turk rewarded me with a handsome paycheck. It was mine for using his equipment to do his work and deliver his wheat into his barns. What rewards await Christians who have faithfully used what is God's to deliver what is God's to God?